البيان راديو presents the following program presented by شيخ وليد ملحم.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. عشرة أسباب تجلب محبة الله تعالى. 10 ways to acquire Allah سبحانه وتعالى's love. ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى ends off the 10th point underneath the subheading: stay far away from everything that will come between your heart and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the Exalted, and Allah the Exalted. By way of these 10 means, those who love Allah have reached the level of attaining His love. And this can be achieved by two matters: preparing your soul for this affair. Number two, opening the source of your insight. The 10th point before summarizing this brief chapter: the 10th way of acquiring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to stay far away from everything that will come between your heart and Allah the Exalted. The heart is a piece of flesh, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained. And if it is upright, everything else is upright. And if it is corrupt and evil, then everything else is corrupt and evil. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, "Ala inna fil jasadi mudghah." Verily, in the body there is a piece of flesh, a morsel. In salahat salah al jasadu kulluhu, wa in fasadat fasad al jasadu kulluhu. If it is upright, then the whole body is upright. And if it is corrupt, then the body is corrupt. Ala wa hiya al-qalb, and verily it is the heart. Here, as the ulama mention, anything that enters or leads to the heart, al-manafith allati tadkhul ila al-jasad, your eyesight, your hearing, your mouth from food, all of these stain the heart and affect the heart. And then at the end, if the individual is consuming haram, eating haram, drinking haram, listening to the haram, looking at the haram, accompanying people and companions that speak about people who are in lie and ghibah and namimah and so forth, this is going to affect the heart, and this is going to be a barrier between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart is going to be sick, and it's going to be rusty, or it's going to be dirty. And this is going to not only affect him in this life, but the hereafter. The Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, كَلَّا بَرَّانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks here with regards to the heart after attaining so many, or falling into sin. It has affected and placed the barrier over the heart and has stained the heart. كَلَّا بَرَّانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ. What was the reason? مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. That which they used to attain and reap in, and of sin. كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. On that day, on the day of judgment, they are veiled. There is a barrier. They will not be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear respected listeners, and this is a reminder for myself, staying far away from that which comes, yani which affects the heart. And there is, subhanAllah, books with regards to this topic, the importance of the heart. Know that the most honorable acts of worship come from the heart. النية إنما الأعمال بالنيات. Verily, actions are governed by its intention. وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. And verily, all that which the individual has intended, he will receive. The intention, and that's from the heart. النية is that which is in the heart. Your intention of wanting to do this action, and for what reason, and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's a condition for every act of worship. Also from the acts of the heart, the actions of the heart: hope, having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. في خشية الرجاء, يعني we said hope. التوكل, reliance. الحب, المحبة, love. Love, one of the greatest acts of worship of the heart. And that, subhanAllah, which Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, with regards to love, المحبة محركة, that love is action, and it causes for action. So here, this 10th point in acquiring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love, and that is protecting your heart. So then the Shaykh, he mentions by these 10 means, and I'm going to list them very quickly, the 10 points that will acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll go over them very quickly again. It is to recite the Quran with reflection and understanding. So learn the what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. Number two, draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing voluntary actions. Number three, to consistently remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue, heart, and actions. Number four, to give preference to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves over what you love when being overcome by desire. Number five, contemplate the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 6, observe and recognize His kindness, His favors and blessings, those that are hidden and those that are apparent. This will surely from the causes of Allah to attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. Number 7, completely submit your heart in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 8, seclude yourself. And especially we mentioned here that Ibn al-Qayyim mentions in the Divine Descent, in the last third of the night, and recite his speech, contemplate with the heart, adorn yourself with the manners of the worshipper in front of him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and conclude with forgiveness and repenting. Number 9, accompany those who truly sincerely love him. And also with this number 9, remain silent except when you are certain there is more benefit in your speech, and when you know it will better your condition and benefit others. And number 10, and the one we had mentioned, stay far away from everything that will come between your heart and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Allah the Exalted. So, and then he concludes, rahimahullah wa ta'ala, with regards to this, by these 10 means, those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have reached the level of attaining his love. So by way of these 10 means, those who love Allah have reached the level of attaining His love. And this can be achieved by two matters. Preparing your soul for this affair. Number 2, opening the source of your insight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree and have decreed that you and I attain and acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable or have decreed that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than everything on this earth. Allahumma ameen. Wa jazakum Allahu khayran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.